Amid the economic uncertainty of 2012, the IT spend numbers have offered some cause for optimism. And as we roll toward the end of the year and set our sights on 2013, do we still have a reason to hope? It's a question we seem to pose quarterly to Gartner Research Vice President Richard Gordon, who is the lead analyst for Gartner's worldwide IT spending forecast, which you can find on Gartner.com. I'm Scott Smith, the host of Talking Technology, Gartner's monthly audio news magazine. The forecast has been updated with third quarter data, so we decided to get Richard on the phone for an update. He joins us now from his office near London. So, Richard, last time around, you said the IT spend data was somewhat optimistic. As we look at the third quarter results, what are the headlines this time around?
Well, the headline would suggest that that optimism has kind of dissipated a little bit. We've actually reduced the growth forecast for 2012 from the 3% we had last quarter down to 1.7% now. So that suggests, you know, a slightly more pessimistic outlook. But I have to say that's really more to do with exchange rate movements than anything else. The strengthening of the dollar particularly has caused that reduction in the growth rate calculation. So I think looking under the covers a little bit, it's not all doom and gloom. I think much of the pessimism around the economy and this low recovery is already factored into the numbers. So it's pretty much steady as she goes at the moment. Very low growth, but not deteriorating too much at this stage.
Well, as you say, very low growth, but not necessarily reason for doom and gloom, and yet not deteriorating doesn't seem like the greatest nail to hang your hat on, as it were, for optimism. What are the reasons then in there to say, hey, there is some light out ahead?
The message right now is, yes, it's a flattish market, but there are pockets of growth, whether that's by technology or by industry vertical or by region. So if you look at some of the subsegment markets, we do see some signs of optimism there.
Do you see any, you mentioned the exchange rates, for instance, are having an impact on it. Are there other new drivers you see creeping into the equation?
Yeah, I mean, we really need to take exchange rates off the table when we look at the fundamental growth condition of the industry. If you strip exchange rates out, you find 2012 is growing at about, you know, 5% or so in constant dollars. So that gives you an idea that maybe things aren't quite so bad as a headline figure suggests. And if you look at the various segments and you drill into things like devices, for example, you know, while we see the PC market, you know, with a fairly pessimistic outlook, we do see quite a bit of high growth in some of the areas within that space, within the devices space, such as the tablet market, the ultra-mobile market, and the high-end phone market. So that's really where the attention is focused in the devices space in terms of growth. And as you go through the other sectors, whether it's data center, enterprise software, or IT services, we can point to double-digit growth in some of the subsegments in those categories.
Obviously a mixed bag with hope in some and concern or caution in others. You're talking, of course, about sectors there. What about from a regional standpoint? Do you see certain regions around the globe that are either hardest hit or doing better than others?
Yeah, I think since the last update, we'll probably say that from a regional perspective, things are not getting any better, really. Europe is still in a pretty dire situation. Much of that, the European situation, though, is already factored into the numbers. So there's not really anything new on the horizon to make us downgrade the European outlook any more than we have already. The US market, again, it's a fairly slow recovery, and I think over the next couple of quarters, while the US elections are on the go, there might be a bit of a pause there while folks figure out what the future brings and see who gets elected, because that might change policy and therefore have an impact on the market. But looking at the traditional higher growth markets in the emerging economies, you know, China, India, some of the Middle East and some of South America, there, particularly the China situation, there's still a little bit of uncertainty there about the Chinese economy slowing down, albeit from traditionally very high growth to not quite so high, but still from a relative perspective, there's a little bit of sluggishness there creeping in as well. So from a regional perspective, you know, there's nothing really new on the horizon to suggest a lot of optimism there either, really.
How should enterprises approach these quarterly numbers? Because as you say, we have the long-term outlook, the short-term outlook. How do we factor these in? What is the lesson in terms of use of these numbers?
Well, the way I look at it is this way. For the short-term situation, it's really a this year, next year view. So we're looking, you know, a few quarters out. And what we're saying at the moment is 2012 is pretty much in the bag. We're not expecting any big changes in the outlook this year. We don't expect to see a Q4 budget flush, for example. If we look at 2013, you know, the world economy is, some of the GDP forecasts are being revised down or have been through the summer. So looking at 2013, we're not really expecting to see a huge turnaround in that year. So that's the kind of short-term view laid out there for the next few quarters. If you look at the longer-term view, so we forecast out 5 years, then that gives you a sense of the underlying health of the industry. And we certainly see some trends there in the technology sector, which are going to continue to drive the markets forward. Although we're not expecting very strong growth, we're still talking about 3-4% annual growth. But areas like cloud, big data, mobility, these kind of areas are still going to be very strong influencers going forward.
Then how should organizations approach this? I know we tend to ask this each time, and usually the lessons come to be about the same, but they're worth reminding people of. What are the steps that you recommend organizations take as they look at these numbers? How do they factor these into their decision-making process?
Well, you know, our numbers are used by our clients to validate their own business plans as a benchmark, if you like, an objective benchmark. What we're trying to do this quarter is to highlight where we see the growth areas. You know, as I mentioned, it's around things like mobility, cloud and social and big data and those kinds of things. And if you drill into our numbers, you see that. For example, in the services space, most of the high growth markets are in the cloud area. So we expect our clients to be looking at those kind of driving factors and positioning their business strategy to align with those going forward.
Richard, thank you very much. Richard Gordon is a research vice president at Gartner, where he leads the forecasting efforts for global IT spending. The latest Gartner worldwide IT spending forecast can be found in the special report on Gartner.com. You'll also find extensive research and reports breaking down the various spending scenarios and implications. Thank you for listening.